When you buy LG, you get so much more than just an appliance. You get more done, more cost savings, more peace of mind, and more control. Because LG appliances are designed to do more. Like washers and dryers with AI tech to take out the guesswork. Refrigerators that fit in tight spaces and keep food fresher longer. Or ranges with precise induction cooking and easy cleanup built in. All with the style you want. And reliability you can count on, so you can get more from your home every day. LG appliances, so much more. Make life easier with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.
This Mother's Day, give her something she'll truly use and absolutely love. Minky Couture blankets are the perfect mix of beauty, comfort, and luxury. From elegant neutrals to spring florals, there's a style just for her. Say thank you with softness that lasts far beyond the day. She deserves it. MinkyCouture.com, the original best blanket ever.
It's time to go one-on-one with DP. Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Sponsored by the Downtown Lincoln Foundation. Here is your host, Derek Pearson.
Tuesday. Oh, you deserve it, Husker Nation. You deserve to boom. Boom yourself. Just go ahead and boom, wherever you are. Wherever you are. Hey, bye. Practice your boom. Let's go. Bach, give me a boom.
Boom.
There we go. There we go. It is 11:15, late start to the hour. Shout out to Tom Arnold. Coming to Nebraska. He'll be in Norfolk 16th, 17th. Two shows each night, and then he'll be here at the Howler Comedy Club. Beer House Comedy is what I have to resist myself from saying in the basement. If you haven't been there, Bach, you need to get over there. Pretty cool space, holds up, I want to say like 140, 150. And then there's a speakeasy next to it. That's pretty cool. It's a really cool spot to hang out. And then of course beer house above. So we appreciate him coming on and sharing stories. And I would guarantee you this will not be the last time we hear from Tom Arnold here on the ticket. So greatly appreciated. 402-464-5685, the Sardar Hammer text line. Want to be a part of what we're doing, hit us up. And then all the video streams, Facebook, YouTube, X, Allo Channel 961, and download the ticket app. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Bach, how the heck are you on a Tuesday?
I'm doing pretty well. Nebraska basketball keeps winning. That was fun last night. So that keeps going. And in the soap opera that is Nebraska football, at least keeps me interested. So that's going on.
What I mean, this is interesting to me, because I don't know that anything, you know how messed up things have to be to outshine or take the shine off of a 15-0 basketball start. you understand that we could have said 3 months ago Nebraska basketball would be 15-0, ranked number 10 in the country, and with an arrow moving up. Would anything be able to ruin your mood? You're like, no, because there are people, they're literally basketball fans, Nebraska basketball fans, who have been waiting their entire lives for this. Like, unless you were around in 1966, you had not experienced anything like this when it comes to Husker basketball. And yet, literally moments after celebrating a big-time road basketball win, Husker fans are dealing with social media and the story that a quarterback who committed to Nebraska then flipped and decided to choose. First of all, okay, Bach, it's one thing to have somebody choose to date you, right? They go through the dating pool. And you're like, you know what, Bach, you're my guy. You're my guy, Bach. You're my guy. You're my boy, Blue. You're my boy. And then you're celebrating. You're out with the fellas, glass raised. Cheers to us doing this together. And then she says, hey, Bach, remember what I said? Not really. Not so much. Not so much. And I'm choosing Kentucky. And not for basketball. if Kentucky basketball flipped a Husker basketball player, I could start to relate. But really, you're going to the place where Tim Couch and Lawrenson are the two? Like, that's what we're shooting at?
It's been a long time since they've been around.
Is that what – that's the quarterback you're going to? That's the quarterback brand you want? Kentucky. Not Louisville. Not Louisville, who produced some dudes. Kentucky.
Brand new coach. Coming off a 5-7 season?
I'm trying to understand. Florida signs Georgia Tech transfer. So Philo go makes the move. Quarterbacks are moving. And it's twofold, Bach. First part is TJ. I thought we were told TJ Lateef was the guy. Am I wrong in that?
I mean, I think they had to say what you want to say leading into games that he was going to start.
Hey, Bob, you know what you don't have to say?
What's that?
Something that's not true.
Well, I mean, I don't know if they came out and said he's like the starter next year or anything, like it's locked in. So, I mean, right. I thought with Kenny Minchie, that's more of a, okay, come in and compete, which is fine. I mean, you got to do your evaluations along the way, too. I mean, in my mind, I don't know. I wouldn't feel completely comfortable if TJ Lateef. I don't think he's earned the starting spot, right? I mean, I think he's earned the right to play for.
So that means there's no starter currently in the quarterback room at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. If Lateef hasn't earned, he just led you in a bowl game. He got you a win on the road in the Big Ten against UCLA. If he hasn't won the spot, then you do not only do you not have a starter, you don't have we're not talking about a lot of depth in that room.
He's the only scholarship quarterback.
Right. So what are we? And Bach, on in a laundry list, if I asked you to list priority one, again, you're now general manager Bach. What is the first thing that you would want to fix about Husker football?
The line play.
The line.
Yeah.
The line. Every Husker fan that I know wants this to look like, you know what? We're rock solid up front on both sides of the ball. Because then whoever you put behind it has a chance to succeed, especially playing Big Ten football. Right? We understand cold weather, October, November, being able to run the ball, control the clock, take some of the pressure off your quarterback, all of those things. Why is that not reaching?
This Mother's Day, give her something she'll truly use and absolutely love. Minky Couture blankets are the perfect mix of beauty, comfort, and luxury. From elegant neutrals to spring florals, there's a style just for her. Say thank you with softness that lasts far beyond the day. She deserves it. MinkyCouture.com, the original best blanket ever.
The powers that be.
Well, I mean, they're trying. I mean, they're going after it. They're getting, they just picked up Tree Babalade. Maybe I said that wrong. I'm going to try to say Babalade, I think is how you say it. But from DeMatha, by the way, which so you like those guys in the front line.
I've said there are some really good offensive linemen at the Catholic schools in the District of Columbia. I happen to know quite a few of them. If they would like to know some. Hmm. There's a kid, there's a 300-pounder, an all-stater at my alma mater that would love to wear the scarlet and green. Next to him, a 290-pound left guard, Bach, with a 4.0 GPA, both of them. Mm. You know, could get in academically, won't cause no problems, you know. But, you know, you got to ask. That's them's the rules.
But, I mean, if you have one scholarship quarterback, yes, you're going to need to get these other things, but you better get a few guys in the room, right?
We know that.
Yeah.
We know that. Like, I'm trying to understand what the want need is. And it is the thing. Like, the text Bone says, you know, Nebraska needs to swing big with Sam Levitt. Who said Sam Levitt wants to come to Nebraska for any amount of money?
He appears to be, he visited Kentucky. He appears to be open to the idea of the highest bidder, but he's also visiting LSU. And But they're going to be competitive.
Do Nebraska fans want a player that is only coming here because Nebraska is the highest bidder? What do Nebraska fans say about love of the game and love being a Husker and it needs to matter more?
Well, yeah, they can say that all they want. It's going to be a tough sell in this era, I think.
But that's because you got a guy that only wants to come here because it was the most money. And then look at you, high and dry, with no starting quarterback in your room. You have a barren room.
Well, you had to fire the offensive line coach, the offensive coordinator along the way. I mean, you didn't necessarily take care of him at all but the best.
So you do realize that if Sam Levitt's looking at a new place, and he's going to look at the receivers and the offensive line and the running back. You know he's going to look and see.
Again, I agree with you. I mean, if you're talking Soresby, like the other big names in the portal, you're right. You're absolutely right. I'm just saying Levitt is entertaining, or did entertain Kentucky, at least leading me to believe he might be. Everybody's got their own reasons, right? He might be a highest bidder type of guy.
Fuck.
I don't think Nebraska should go. I don't think that's the move, to your point earlier. I don't think that dumping a bunch of money on Sam Levitt, who's might be the best available, but doesn't guarantee you anything into the future. I wouldn't pay top dollar for him.
He excite you?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Sam Levitt would excite you.
Oh yeah.
What other quarterbacks who could be available, might be available, would get you excited and go, okay, now we're cooking?
Well, again, I think it's the guys that have chosen to go into better places. Yeah. The Josh Hoovers to Indiana's, the Brennan Soresby's at Texas Tech. I think that's about the list. And there's only going to be a few schools across the country that are going to pick out those top guys. And from there, you know, you're going to try to evaluate, group of five guys moving up, that sort of thing, or kind of take second chances, which is Nebraska is kind of on that path as we see it now. It appears that they're going after or looking at an Aiden Childs, DJ Lagway, Bo Pribula, Anthony Calandria. And those are fine. They don't necessarily move the needle a whole lot.
DJ Lagway doesn't move the needle for you?
DJ Lagway is it's kind of like, I don't know. I mean, it's fine. He's quite an athlete. Florida went in, their new coach came in, and Lagway wanted to go back, and they said, no, thank you. So he hasn't lived up to, he's kind of similar to Dylan, but hasn't played as well as Dylan.
Oh, man.
As far as expectation.
Yeah. How many quarterbacks have better numbers than Dylan are available right now?
That's the problem. The problem as I look at it is that when you put down that list, if you add Dylan in there, I go, well, let's go get Dylan.
Let's go get Dylan. That seems to be the answer. And then you got to say, well, how much?
Yeah.
Like you left. Do we have to pay you more now or less?
I don't know. And you wonder just how all this is interconnecting, right? Did they feel like they could let Ryla go because they had Menchie coming in? I mean, so, and now the Menchie thing might kind of double sting you there. Not sure. But it just does not look like in great hands. Now, the one thing that we will say is TJ Latif is still in play, right? And that's always kind of something that you can fall back on. He's, again, I don't think he earned the starting job, but you could start him. It wouldn't be, we've seen it. Wouldn't be awful, but he didn't necessarily change. I mean, more often than not, Nebraska got blown out in the games he played.
That is really frightening. That there's one quarterback and the guy who's played the last four games is not your starter.
Well, he is. But again, your last three or four games got blown out.
No, I mean, but you beat UCLA with him.
Okay.
He went on the road and got a Big Ten win. There are a lot of quarterbacks in Nebraska that didn't go on the road and get a Big Ten win in October.
You won some game with Heinrich Harburg at quarterback too. That didn't mean he was your future plan.
Did they?
They did.
Who did they beat?
Can go back on and look. It's like 5-3 as a starter.
On the road.
Yeah.
On the road in the look. Big Ten. Okay. Boy. Am I blue?
The great quarterback year of 2023.
The great quarterback pool. The great quarterback room of 2020.
So I believe they went on the road and beat Illinois that year.
Oh, God. Oh, golly. Jeez, Bach. What are we doing? Okay. We'll go to break. We'll come back. We'll set the table. First, we're going to celebrate Husker basketball. Let's do that. And then we will give a shout out to some of the other Husker programs that have home games and meets and matches this week. for y'all to get out and support. Some of them are free, won't cost you a dime to go see. We'll be right back.
Download our app by searching 93.7 The Ticket in your app store. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and The Ticket FM.
When you buy LG, you get so much more than just an appliance. You get more done, more cost savings, more peace of mind, and more control. Because LG appliances are designed to do more. Like washers and dryers with AI tech to take out the guesswork. Refrigerators that fit in tight spaces and keep food fresher longer. Or ranges with precise induction cooking and easy cleanup built in. All with the style you want and reliability you can count on. So you can get more from your home every day. LG appliances. So much more. Make life easier with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.
This episode sponsored by Maximus Tribe. You train, you track, you eat right. But if you're over 40, you've felt it. The results don't match the effort anymore. That's not willpower, it's biology. Hormones drop, metabolism slows, your body stops responding the way it used to. Maximus is the online clinic that reverses your decline with prescription performance medicines, GLP-1s, testosterone, and peptides that reduce belly fat, restore energy, and boost recovery. Over 50,000 high performers have already broken through their plateaus. If you're ready to turn your hard work into measurable results, go to MaximusTribe.com. That's MaximusTribe.com.